Malaysia has rejected a ceasefire proposal by a Philippines-based militant group fighting for control of part of the Sabah province on the island of Borneo. Prime Minister Najib Razak on Thursday said the Filipino Muslim group must surrender unconditionally or risk being eliminated by Malaysian troops. The dispute began in mid-February when around 200 members of the armed group stormed a seaside village and demanded to be recognized as the ancestral owners of the eastern Malaysian state, which was once part of the Sultanate of Sulu, which stretched from Borneo to the southern Philippines. At least 27 people have died since the conflict began. The editor of Malaysia's Catholic weekly newspaper, The Herald, Father Lawrence Andrew, told us the people in the area are scared.
The people in West Malaysia are not do not have that great impact, but of course they feel that the territory has been assaulted. But the people in Sabah, they feel frightened. They feel insecure. They begin to feel this is our land is being taken away, and they are worried. And so they are uncomfortable, whether they be Christians or Muslims, they feel the same. Our land has been attacked. We hope that this will be resolved in a way that through dialogue and not through gunfire. And we pray for that. And later this has not settled. Even before the independence of Malaysia, this claim for Sabah as part of the Sulu Sultanate has been raised, and it will be raised. And so it has to be settled once and for all in an international court of dispute.